lead Britain's governing Conservative Party on Tuesday and will become the country's next Prime Minister, tasked with fulfilling his promise to lead the UK out of the European Union come what may. In his first words following the announcement, Johnson said that as Prime Minister, he will deliver Brexit, unite the country, and defeat opposition Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn.
But if you look at the history of the last 200 years of this party's existence, you will see that it is we Conservatives who have had the best insights, I think, into human nature.
In a vote of Conservative Party members, he defeated his rival Jeremy Hunt overwhelmingly, 66-34%.
And this was always going to be uphill for us because I was someone who voted Remain. We have a Prime Minister who voted Remain, and I think lots of Conservative Party members felt that this was a moment when you just had to have someone who voted for Brexit in the referendum.
Johnson will be installed as Prime Minister in a formal handover from Theresa May on Wednesday. Chaos continued into the overnight as an 11th day of protests against embattled Governor Ricardo Rossello in Puerto Rico continued with police firing canisters of tear gas to disperse protesters who had gathered near the governor's mansion in San Juan. The public fury erupted nearly 2 weeks ago when the island's Center for Investigative Journalism published nearly 900 pages of online group chats between Governor Rossello and several top aides and associates that included several profane messages laced with contempt for victims of 2017's Hurricane Maria. According to the state news agency KCNA, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un inspected a large new built submarine, potentially signaling continued development of a submarine-launched ballistic missile program. This is VOA News. As former special counsel Robert Mueller prepares to testify in the House Judiciary and Intelligence Committees tomorrow, one thing remains certain. The veteran prosecutor